Philadelphia's weekly homicide numbers continue to show a major decline over this time last year. WHYY's Tom McDonald has been following the numbers regularly.
District Attorney Larry Krasner says the year-to-year drop is considerable.
67 homicides through midnight on the 14th of June this year, 100 homicides through midnight on the 14th of June last year. And if you go all the way across for the last 20-ish years, you'll see that every number has been in the hundreds. It has been in the 100s or the 200s or the 300s.
That's a 33% difference over last year, which was a record low for killings. Krasner believes there's better forensics, which are becoming a major contributing factor to closing cases and deterring homicides. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
In Delaware, homeless residents living in Wilmington's Christina Park were evicted Monday after the city made camping there illegal. Wilmington Mayor John Carney said the neighbors who live nearby want their park back. Edward Williams is one of those neighbors.
If you're homeless, you're going to, you know, take refuge where you can. So, but I think this is eyesore for our community.
Mayor Carney contends the homeless encampment at the park was temporary. Many of the residents have been placed in short-term housing. UnitedHealthcare announced it'll change the way it pays lactation consultants for their breastfeeding support services beginning this fall. The health insurer will only reimburse lactation consultants for seeing the mother but not the baby. Health professionals say this will cut their payments roughly in half and potentially limit care for people with this insurance. New Jersey lactation consultant Catherine McLaughlin calls the change short-sighted, given long-term benefits of breastfeeding.
What we do is preventive for moms and babies. Like, it saves thousands. And it saves lost days at work. There's less absentee from daycares. So it bolsters the economy across the board.
The insurance change officially takes effect on September 1st. Our news partner 6ABC reports nurses at Jefferson Einstein Philadelphia Hospital in Olney are one step closer to walking off the job. Einstein Nurses United voted Monday to authorize a strike weeks after nurses hit the picket line. The nurses union says it's pushing for better working conditions, safer staffing, and better resources to serve the needs of the community. In sports, last night in Philadelphia, the Phillies shut down the Marlins 7-0, and the new guy, Gabriel Rincones, he got his first career hit at the park. It was a home run. Also, Trey Turner, he left the game with a wrist contusion after being struck by a fastball. We'll see how he does today, if he's even in the lineup. The Phils and Marlins continue their series tonight. Jesus Luzardo starts on the mound for the Fightin' Phils. Sunshine today, a beautiful day for all things outside, a high near 80. This is WHYY.